their spears, saying little, cramming in haste. When they came out of the forest again, the sun was setting and only embers glowed in the fire, and there was no smoke. "I can't carry any more wood," said Eric. "I'm tired." Ralph cleared his throat. "We kept the fire going up there." "Up there it was small, but this has got to be a big one." Ralph carried a fragment to the fire and watched the smoke that drifted into the dusk. "We've got to keep it going." Eric flung himself down. "I'm too tired, and what's the good?" "Eric," cried Ralph in a shocked voice, "don't talk like that." Sam knelt by Eric. "Well, what is the good?" Ralph tried indignantly to remember. There was something good about a fire. Something overwhelmingly good.
"Ralph's told you often enough," said Piggy moodily. "How else are we going to be rescued?"
"Of course, if we don't make smoke."
He squatted before them in the crowding dusk.
"Don't you understand? What's the good of wishing for radios and boats?"
He held out his hand and twisted the fingers into a fist.
"There's only one thing we can do to get out of this mess. Anyone can play at hunting. Anyone can get us meat."
He looked from face to face. Then, at the moment of greatest passion and conviction, that curtain flapped in his head, and he forgot what he had been driving at. He knelt there, his fist clenched, gazing solemnly from one to the other. Then the curtain whisked back.
"Oh, yes. So we've got to make smoke, and more smoke. But we can't keep it going. Look at that."
The fire was dying on them. "Two to mind the fire," said Ralph, half to himself. "That's 12 hours a day."